Chapter 8. Lexi was still thinking of Nance's words when she met Jack for dinner. Except it was more like, what he didn't know couldn't hurt her. Not that she would lie to him, but who said she had to give him every little detail about her day? Lexi looked enviously across the table at Jack's prime rib. Glancing back down at her skimpy salad, she speared a piece of lettuce with her fork and brought it to her mouth.
Is that all you're having?
She looked up to see Jack looking at her quizzically as he buttered a piece of bread.
Yes, this is very healthy, she said, not wanting to admit that her shrinking wardrobe was the reason.
Uh-huh,
Jack said, his eyes sparkling with humor, then added,
it wouldn't be because you're getting a little muffin top, would it?
Lexi felt a jolt of panic. Had she gained that much weight? She looked down at her hips, feeling her face grow warm. Jack laughed at her response.
I'm just kidding, Lexi. You look fine.
Lexi shifted the topic to something other than her weight.
So I saw Cassie's gigantic ring. I had no idea they were going to get engaged, did you?
Jack's arm knocked over his water glass, and he jumped up to blot it from the white tablecloth. Lexi wondered if the topic of marriage made him nervous. Or maybe he was just talking about it with her. Maybe Jack didn't want to discuss marriage with someone who had a big muffin top.
Jack cleared his throat.
Yes. John was all nervous about asking her. He wasn't sure she'd say yes. He asked me to be the best man.
Lexi's heart gave a little thump, picturing her and Jack at the altar together, even if it would be on either side of the bride and groom.
Cassie asked me to be the maid of honor. Actually, we have a dress fitting to go to tomorrow. Seems like it is all happening so fast. I guess they plan to get married as soon as possible.
Jack nodded, pausing to chew a bite of his steak and wash it down with some wine. Lexi munched a cucumber and eyed the bread bowl.
I just hope we can wrap this case up by then so he can focus on his honeymoon.
Oh, what's the case you're working on?
It's a local drug ring.
Lexi's eyebrows shot up. Here? In Brookridge Falls?
I know. You wouldn't think that sort of thing would happen here, but it happens everywhere. These are mostly small time, though. Dealing pot, hash, and some prescription drugs that they probably steal from their parents' medicine cabinets.
Lexi nodded, feeling a bit relieved that Jack wasn't going against some big drug lord with a gang of armed henchmen.
So, what did you do today?
Jack asked. Lexi felt her shoulders grow tense. She figured if she told Jack the real reason for her visit to Sunny Acres, he'd be mad. The problem was, she wasn't a very good liar. He knew that every time she got nervous, her eye started to twitch. And she got plenty nervous when she lied to Jack. I took Sprinkles on a pet visit to Sunny Acres Retirement Home.
You did? I didn't know you were interested in doing that sort of thing,
Jack said, studying her carefully. Lexi shifted uncomfortably in her chair. I always take her to Brookridge Falls Retirement Center, and I figured I should spread the love around. Lexi shrugged. Jack pushed his plate away and leaned back in his chair, narrowing his eyes at her.
Did you do this by yourself? Or did someone go with you?
Lexi felt her heart beat faster. She busied herself with looking down into her salad bowl.
Nance and the ladies came with me. You know, they hardly ever get out.
Uh-huh.
Lexi nodded, still focused on chasing the last pieces of salad with her fork.
Lexi, look at me.
Lexi's head started to swim. She felt the pit of her stomach drop, and it wasn't because of the lack of food. Worst of all, her damn eye started twitching. She looked up at Jack, squinting her eyes in the hopes it would stop the twitch.
This has something to do with those deaths, doesn't it?
Her stomach clenched. Sort of, she said in a small voice.
Jack sighed and rubbed his face with his palms. I thought we agreed that you wouldn't investigate that.
Lexi bit her bottom lip, her eyelid jumping with every heartbeat. She didn't recall actually agreeing to that. In fact, it seemed more like Jack told her she wouldn't investigate it, which made her kind of mad, because she didn't need him telling her what to do. She sat up straighter in her chair, poking her index finger into her eye to stop it from twitching. I don't see what the problem is, since you don't seem to think the deaths were suspicious in the first place.
They probably aren't. But even so, the things you do when you investigate can be a little dangerous.
Lexi didn't bother to answer him. Instead, she pushed what was left of her salad away. Feeling a chill from the air conditioner, or possibly from Jack, she pulled her periwinkle-colored wrap tight around her shoulders. Her heart squeezed when Jack reached across the table and grabbed her hands. His warm brown eyes drilled into hers, and she felt a little uncomfortable at the emotion she saw in them.
It's just that I love you so much. I don't want anything bad to happen to you. And you do tend to put yourself into danger when you are investigating something.
Normally, his words would have melted her heart, but not tonight. She was too mad at the fact that he just assumed she would do as he said. Suddenly, Lexi felt glad she wasn't wearing his engagement ring. She jerked her hands out from under his and stood up. I think I can take care of myself, she said. In fact, I think I'll just take myself home right now.
Lexi, wait.
But she didn't wait to hear what he had to say. She turned on her heel and stormed out of the restaurant, ignoring the hurt look on his face. She was determined to do whatever she wanted, no matter what Jack Perillo said.
It wasn't until hours later, when she was settled on her couch with Sprinkles, eating a box of biscotti and chocolate ice cream, that she realized Jack had said he loved her.